We welcome you back to another great day on the Native Broadcast Radio Network. You know, imagine a time in your life when you were trying to tell a story, and that story that you heard, it moved you to some kind of action, such as maybe going out and just on a whim, you went and bought this item because that story you heard from it was so great, it moved you to that kind of reaction. It gave you some kind of emotional, physical, or mental reaction. So some of the things we were talking about, like, and don't mind my voice, I've been at a powwow, so I'm kind of hoarse a little bit, and we'll talk about some of our powwow trails and some of the adventures we go on that. But we're trying to build content and what we're understanding about what content means. And as a content creator, or even those who are trying to do their podcasts and grow their audiences, we've got to be able to understand, what is our story? How are we going to tell it? What are some of the things that we need to tell you about so you can come and support and understand why we're coming from this point of view? And so as we're trying to podcast, imagine some of the things in the different podcasts that you've heard or listened to. I know some of the different ones that I've talked to and interviewed, their podcasts basically are around the books that they've written or even the authorships of the health fields or the different topics of education that they're in. And sometimes they've even dealt with different professors who've come on and talked about some of the business strategies or the topics that they're working on in their classes. So again, as we're building content, we're trying to tell our story. We've got to understand how our story is going to fit into those markets that we want to go into and try to bring them in and say, hey, come listen to this. And like I always say, hey, listen to this crazy native guy. He's on the air podcasting and talking about strategy and content and storytelling. So these are things that help you can understand as you focus your content, what you're selling, whether it's informational or you're selling a physical good like a shirt or you're an online store advertising. The stories that you share and those things help visualize, even kind of like blogging, the kind of pictures you're using to help sell your story are important. So that's the same thing about what we are here at the Native Broadcast Network. You know, we've evolved a lot from time to time. We switch from one avenue to another avenue, and then we go back to this avenue. But it's about how our story came about. And, you know, it did come rather quickly. I was working, doing odd jobs. Then I went back to school, got an undergraduate degree in business, working at a call center during this undergraduate time. They did radio tours at this call center, which is pretty cool. Because basically we got to come in different times of the day and we'd leave early because the radio tours, some of them would start real early in the morning and they'd end your regular 8-hour days. But some of these, since some of them are on the East Coast, their time is earlier and some of them are just recording. So it's easier to do it these ways and they'd call in and we just listen to these questions. And basically that's how I come to the idea of podcasting. It was pretty cool listening to these different ones who are on there, these podcasters, these radio announcers. Two, they were talking to different individuals, such as one of the coolest ones that we was on was listening to a radio tour that we had called in Jimmy Carter, had called in former President Jimmy Carter, and he was doing a topic on his story on, you know, sex trafficking and the awareness of that, because he is from the South there in Georgia and everything, and that's kind of an issue that's going on. And this is about 2008, 2009, so that's when he was bringing out this book and talking about these things. So those are interesting subjects that we bring out that helped us build here on the Native Broadcast Radio Network. So we basically took this leap of faith. We jumped on the air. We didn't know how to record a podcast. We had no clue on how to even set up our microphones or what we needed to use. And some of the things that we did when we were storytelling and doing our content and interviewing, we didn't even get recordings then because we didn't know how to get these different artists and guests to get in. Maybe we had to record and put it in somehow into our system, and that was a process. And it wasn't because we didn't know, it just, we didn't plan things out according to how we wanted to do. And maybe some of those things happen with you when you're podcasting or when even you're writing a blog. Sometimes you need to get the plan around what you're doing, and this is what we want to do. So this is a short little tutorial. We want to tell a little bit of our story, and we're going to continue on. Follow us up for the next one. We're going to continue telling our story, storytelling. How does it help with our strategy and our content? My name's the Native Guy, a.k.a. Enoch Colletti. I'm a full-blooded Kiowa tribal member here. I reside in Oklahoma. And I enjoy what I do here, and I've got my master's degree in business administration from National American University, as well as my business administration degree, my undergraduate degree, same thing. So business is what I like to talk about, content strategy, those kind of things. Keep coming back. I'd love to have any questions you have. I'd like to try to answer them. I have a wealth of information in this library I have, especially on business content strategy. So some of these articles that I write, I'd like you to go, if you can go to nativebroadcastradionetwork.wordpress.com, you'll find our articles there that are online, printed already. Go out and check them out. They're kind of some of the topics we're going to be talking about will come based on these articles. So the next article we're going to talk about, or the next subject, as we're building our content, hopefully my voice will get a little bit stronger. We'll talk about listener and sender, what that means, how the sender-receiver uses in your content strategy. Maybe you've never heard of that. Maybe it's something you want to learn. But come on back into our next topic. Ask some questions. What is the receiver-sender? How does that work? Well, come on back here to our next topic here. We're going to get it up pretty soon. And we'll talk a little bit more and give you some ideas and examples of the sender-receiver and how they help build into our content strategy. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, the Native Guy, Weechung.